When people go to an animal shelter, often they have a specific dog in mind, says City Innovation Manager Kate Mason. And when they don't find it, they leave.
And the onus is on them to continue to come back or look online, and lots of times they lose interest.
But she imagines an automated system that notifies interested families when that special dog shows up. This is just one possible challenge that the city may offer to startups that would work directly with city departments as part of CivTech SA. Geekdom's director of programs, Dax Moreno, says he has seen the hunger around coding for cities through their regular startup weekends and a recent Via Transit Codeathon.
People want to program and code, but they want to program and code with a purpose.
San Antonio's cribbing from other cities for their program. The San Francisco and Bay Area program Startups in Residence has been operating since 2014. Deborah Acosta is Chief Innovation Officer for the City of San Leandro. She says STIR has been a huge success for them. They've embedded several startups and departments, and the project has been low risk and high reward on both sides.
They're having a lot of fun with this. They meet with these entrepreneurs. It's a new way of thinking. The entrepreneurs are learning about how to work within government. They find that both frustrating and pretty cool because there's not many people that have that kind of insight.
Unlike the STIR program, San Antonio has a big interest in developing the workforce and capturing young minds. That's why they'll offer simple and moderate challenges to students in area high schools and colleges, says San Antonio Chief Innovation Officer Jose De La Cruz.
We want to keep them here. We don't want them to go anywhere else. And so selfishly, we wanted to create a program that allowed for that to happen.
Currently, the city plans to release CivTech SA challenges for startups next spring. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.